This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
All right, good morning. I very quickly want to mention our sponsors for the show, BoonCountyDailyNews.com and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, as well as Big Deals, all Casper Media Group properties, along with WILO, as well as Vierks Fine Jewelry in Lafayette, Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty works for you, and Compass Credit Union, community-minded just like you, also Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there, and Susan is there. Also, Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch and TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch, we stick it where the sun shines. The telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, brought to you by Albuquerque's in Flora, Day and Genda Funeral Homes, BCS in Michigantown, 51 West Event Center, ProBike Computers, Ye Old Spirit Shop, Wilson Farm Market, the Farmers Bank, and Ellis Jewelers for HoosierlandTV.com. I'm going to apologize right now. Because HoosierlandTV.com has decided to throw up on itself.
Oh, yeah?
I had done all the prep work. I had everything right.
I was going to say.
And it's been giving me failure to connect to server. So you know what? I'm going to listen to us in stereo today because it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, guys.
So do we have our interview
ready?
We
have our first one on there, yes.
Okay, so we end up with a full plate of a show today, as we're going to have somebody from the Clinton County Sheriff's Office here in just a bit. Matt Rhoda is going to be coming up around 8:45. And our first interview again is...
Jamie Blacker is going to talk about Inside the Huddle. A lot of stuff going on. I know sectional play and in both girls and boys, softball and baseball going on. Jamie, what kind of show you got lined up for us?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, another great show, Inside the Huddle. We'll have Chris Gorbett with Rossville Softball. They're actually winners of the 1A sectional softball at Rossville this week. They will be playing Tuesday night at Rossville. They're hosting Riverton Park. Riverton Park is 20-9, ranked number 12 in the state in 1A. Rossville is 21-6, ranked number 3, so it should be an outstanding matchup. The Hornets are trying to get back to Frankfort next week. Next Saturday would be the semi-state. It's a one-round regional, and if they win that one, they will play a week from Saturday at Frankfort for the 1A semi-state.
That sounds like a great great championship round, so... I know Rossville's been playing really well all season long, as many of our teams have. So, they've had some outstanding games.
That's correct. Some of the seasons are winding down for a lot of teams. Clinton Prairie softball's out. Clinton Central's out. We both had really good years. Frankfort's out of the tournament now. Their season's completed. But in baseball, the Hot Dogs won last night 3-1 over Northwestern, and they'll be in the finals Monday afternoon against one of the top teams in the state in 3A. Western has one of the top pitchers in the state and probably has a chance to play pro baseball right out of high school. So tough matchup for the Hot Dogs coming up, but that'll be great matchup for them. Clinton Central and Rossville are both still in the tournament in 1A baseball. They're playing at the Tri-County sectional. They both play tonight, and if they win, they would match up Monday as well. So we also have scheduled tomorrow Matthew McQuinn, the coach of the Clinton Central Bulldogs. He'll be on at 9:45. And I'm trying to line up yet today the Rossville golf coach. They were winners of the Clinton County meet last night of the four county schools, and they are champions again this year. That was held out at Deer Track. Clinton Prairie was the host. Clinton Central came in second. Clinton Prairie was third. And Frankfort was fourth. So... a lot of activities going on in local sports.
Now, I know you follow the racing. Has that started yet for the kids that are doing the carts and stuff?
Yeah, we have one individual in the community, Jack Royer. He's a junior at Clinton Prairie. he played golf this year, so I think golf's taking a little over the race car driving, but he'll be starting up here pretty soon, I believe.
With summer coming on, you and I talked a little bit about what's looking in the future for Inside the Huddle. So why don't you give our listeners a little bit of your plan and what you and Don have talked about for Inside the Huddle for the summer. And you guys need a vacation at some point in time, don't you?
Yeah, I think we will. Don's actually kind of on vacation right now. I'm just kind of doing the show. Don has a lot more commitment than I do because not only does he do Inside the Huddle on Saturday morning in the fall and winter, he also does a lot of Hoosierland TV basketball and football games, both boys and girls. So, you know, Don's taking a little break here. We're going to try to go a couple more weeks on Inside the Huddle. We'll these teams progress through. Rossville wins Tuesday night. I already talked to their coach. We're going to tape the show hopefully next week. And when they'll be playing Saturday morning at Frankfort, we're going to try to get on several girls and interview like we did last year. So, and put together a really nice show about Rossville softball, but they got to get through Tuesday night, and hopefully we'll have a couple more teams as well. Maybe Rossville or Clinton Central baseball, or maybe in Frankfort baseball.
Sounds great. Well, Jamie, we appreciate everything that you guys do for us, and you guys always put together a fantastic show. I know I probably won't see you tomorrow when you're in here for the show, but have a good one, and have a great holiday, too.
You guys as well. Show tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, runs 9 to 10, replays Sunday night at 8 o'clock every week, and then we also share the show on Clinton County Daily News, and you can listen to it at your leisure, but thanks for having me on, guys. Have a great day.
You
Thank
too.
You, Jamie. Jamie taking time out of his busy day to call in and give us an update on Inside the Huddle. And there is no better place to get local sports news. You can't get it anywhere else like that.
It is a tight little show.
Yep, it is. So thanks to Jamie for calling in. I know Dr. Matt Rota will be calling in, superintendent for Frankfort School System. He's going to call in. We're going to talk a little bit about the tech center. So,
and will he have graduation info we might need?
He might have some graduation info. We'll see what Dr. Matt Rota's got on his plate, and he's going to call in and give us an update on some things that are going on with the tech center, and we'll kind of talk to him a little bit about graduation with that coming up. It's coming up this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Frankfurt's.
Mm-hmm. And I'd say if you want to know what he's up to, let me borrow from REM. Dr. Matt Rota has a breakfast mess. Yeah, 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 yeah. Bacon and eggs. Something. I don't know. Maybe he's vegan. I don't know.
Yeah.
So while I've got a moment to run this story by you, and I told you this, this is something that kind of inflamed me before we get to Matt Rota. And I'm not going to identify the prep service, the network that had this, but I will tell you it's one of the big ones. Okay. And this is along the lines, and it's not the content of the story. I'm going to read it verbatim because this made me really angry, and I think this is going to make Melissa very angry for a couple of reasons. So anytime you see, and this isn't specific to a particular political persuasion or anything, I've seen this happen repeatedly across multiple services. For example, anytime there's an Independence Day get together or something, and then it'll have a line in the story, and then the crowd spontaneously broke into the song "I'm Proud to Be an American" by Lee Greenwood, and they'll cite Lee Greenwood, and I'm like, okay, the song is actually called "God Bless the USA."
Mm-hmm.
How hard is it to research this stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Well, yeah, especially when you're a news outlet. Come on.
Mm-hmm. You should have some responsibility. So, again, this is a major network. This is the story. So don't get inflamed if you're listening when you hear the name of this person. That's not really what I'm concerned about. Here's the story as it came. Quote, Lizzo gave an emotional tribute to the late Tina Turner during her show in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
She said she was trying not to get emotional, but she wanted to celebrate the queen of rock and roll, and said there would be no rock and roll without Tina Turner. She ended by covering one of Tina's most famous songs, "Rollin' on the River." End quote.
They just took like the first lines of the songs.
Of the chorus,
how stupid.
Yeah. I'm like reading this and I'm going,
yeah, Lizzo would not screw that up.
Yeah.
But the person who wrote that, uh-huh.
Yeah, one of Tina's most Tina's song that is so famous. I mean,
yeah.
First of all, it's a cover, so I'm not just PO'd about Tina.
Yeah, it's not her
Creedence.
Song, but Yeah.
Which John Fogerty said her version was one of his.
He even said that on his.
His obit, his memoriam.
Yeah, his memoriam for her. So.
So yeah, I may at some point during the morning show when we continue after Party Line,
nuts.
I'm going to play that CCR song called "There's a Bathroom on the Right" for y'all or something, just to rub it in a little bit. Now, I'll be fair. There are some John Fogerty is one of those people that he'll write lyrics. They're unusual enough that sometimes they won't 100% scan.
Mm-hmm.
So like when I heard "Sweet Hitchhiker" the first time, I had no idea he was. You know, singing lines like "thinking I'm the devil's heat wave." It's not real obvious, but when you look at the lyrics, you're like, well, yeah, that is what he's singing. This is not a case where you can't understand the words "Proud Mary, keep on boining."
Yeah.
But you know, to get it that egregiously wrong, I get it. It's not, you know, there's a tendency to listen to the chorus and then think that is the title. And
yeah.
You see that. I mean, okay, so for example, "Baker Street" by Jerry Rafferty, what's the chorus of that song? It's the sax solo.
Right.
He only says "Baker Street, winding your way down Baker Street" right at the beginning of the song. It's the only time he says it.
Mm-hmm.
And you see a lot of songs like that where the title, you know, "Rainy Day Women" number 12 and 35 by Bob Dylan, which everybody knows is "Everybody Must Get Stoned," but that's not the actual title. So this really kind of enraged me.
Yeah, I mean,
Melissa is less prone to get fired up about this kind of thing.
Well, you know, it's just discouraging to know that people don't want to do their research. They just want to hurry. Obviously, that is a person who doesn't want to be in that particular job writing those particular pieces.
Yes, or somebody who, like, I could see it being, you know.
But if you want to move to another position, you need to do your job and do it well. Otherwise, you're going to not have the job that you don't like right now.
I can see a situation where you've got a college intern or something, and they can't be bothered. You know, they watch the footage and go, oh, it's called "Rolling on the River."
Yeah.
But that's just part of the gig.
Yeah.
And I've seen that happen to Dylan, too, the "Everybody Must Get Stoned." I have seen people say that's that song title, and it is far from that. So
it's nuts.
A
lot going on.
We've got the graduation. You wanted to go ahead and mention those?
Well,
if you want.
We're kind of waiting on Mr. Rota, but yeah, we've got graduation coming up this weekend with Clinton Prairie, I believe, and Frankfort are the two that are graduating this weekend, and those will be on HoosierlandTV.com. Those are both Saturday at 10 a.m. is going to be the coverage. So you can tune in on HoosierlandTV.com and see those two classes graduate. You just picked which one you want to watch.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They'll both be, if you've got kids graduating in both of them, they'll be archived, so you can go back and you can watch them later.
Yeah.
So you can do that. Thanks to Michael Hall and his crew with Hoosierland, they get all of that up and on the air.
They're covering all five of them.
Yeah, exactly.
He's going to have a busy couple of weekends.
Yeah, he's going to be busy. We got Monday coming up is the memorial. City of Frankfort's going to have the Memorial Day service at Prairie Creek Park. That's at 10:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then following that, the VFW is going to be offering a lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go down there.
And I think that goes to like noonish or starts at noon or something.
Yeah, whenever the service is over. So you can't really put a time on it, but you can go down there and have lunch if you would like. So, But I think Ken is going to that, and I'm going to try to go as well.
Mm-hmm.
So to the memorial service. I just think it's really cool that the city of Frankfort does that.
I
know they do one for Veterans Day, but I think it's neat that they do one for Memorial Day, too.
I remember when I lived in Columbus, and I used to absolutely love this, they would do, I want to say it was Memorial Day, they would do a balloon release where they would come out to some central area close to the courthouse square, and then they would just let loose all of these balloons. And it was just such a gorgeous way to send people off into the next world. And there was a church I used to go to, same thing, where they would ring bells. They would read names of significant citizens or people, church members who had passed in the prior year, and they would ring handbells or sleigh bells and things. And I can't explain why I find that inexplicably touching, because I know sometimes people, it's tinnitus or whatever, and they don't like that jangle. But for me, that was like kind of amazingly comforting and sweet, you know?
Yeah. I think everybody looks at it differently. I, real quick, Jamie just sent me a correction. He said Jack Royer, and I think he's right when he was talking about the driver for the race cars, for the racing team. The kid's name is Jack Hoyer, and he wanted to make sure that that correction got made on the air. So, see, Jamie's even correcting himself.
See, and that's proper. I like that.
That's cool. That's stand-up right there. Getting back to the Memorial Day stuff, I found it really encouraging in that all the posts on Facebook that I saw from the different organizations, that there were so many volunteers going out and helping at the cemeteries and getting the flags out and stuff, and that there was such a wide age range. Mm-hmm. You know, there was anything from kids that looked like they were, you know, maybe 5 or 6 clear up to adults in their seniors in their later years that were able to get out there and help. And yeah, just a wide variety of age group. So, you know, there's hope for the younger generations that they're getting that.
That they'll honor.
Yeah, they're getting that kind of, I don't know how to put it, morality or whatever.
Something.
You know, they're going to have that in their heads that this is proper, this is what you do.
Maybe just integrity, for
yeah,
that matter.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, you're actually building that integrity in mm-hmm. them. So, I mean, I know my grandson's been doing it with us since he was like 4 or 5.
Now, when you were a kid, when did that, because I know I fire questions like this at you all the time, but I think part of it is, like, yes, we're live and local and everything else, but sometimes, you know, I look at it as you're a fixture in this community. People know who you are through several levels, not even on the air necessarily. But for me, it's the learning curve of you and I learning about each other.
Mm-hmm.
So we're conversing. You're invited along to have your coffee and everything, listening
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, call us in if you got thoughts on this. The number is 765-659-3338. Please
yeah.
feel free to call in. We got the phones working, so yeah. Hey, we encourage you to call in.
But how old were you when it kind of registered, not even that people pass on, but the significance of something like a Memorial Day? Like, I think I was 5 when I started
yeah.
to process the idea of there will be a point when you are not in this physical world.
Yeah, I think that's probably about right, 5, 6 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, about the time I got into kindergarten and stuff. But I mean, from the time I can remember, as far back as I can remember going to the cemeteries and helping put flowers out and making sure everything looked nice and going to the older cemeteries with, you know, that are farther away where there's family. I have a lot of family that's buried generations back that are buried at West Lebanon.
Right.
And we made trips over there quite a bit. And I still have family that's over there that takes care of things. So cousins and stuff that live over that way.
Right.
So
fortunately,
from the time I was little, and you know, we did the same thing with our kids. Our kids made trips either with us or with their grandparents. You know, it's just generations for us.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And like I said, my grandson's been doing it now since he was probably 4 or 5,
mm-hmm.
going out and helping. Change the flowers out, because we change the flowers out with the seasons.
Yeah.
And the holidays, and he helps do that, and then he helps go out and put flags out at mm-hmm. the different cemeteries, and then he has since has a desire now to learn how to restore stones.
Wow, really?
So, yeah, and he's helped us.
And he's 12?
He's 13 now, going to be 14 this year.
Wow.
But, yeah, he's since learned, is working on learning how to do that kind of stuff with us. So he's learning with us, because Larry and I are learning how to do it. So
is Dr. Rhoda supposed to call us?
Yes, I believe so, but okay. I will check with Ken and
okay.
make sure.
So did you and your grandson, or him on his own for that matter, I'm sure you've done this, the gravestone rubbing where you put the paper on and you take like a crayon or charcoal and do that?
Used to do that as a kid until we found out that that's not good on the stones.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
depends on the type of stone you use, but if it's one of the white marble, old real marbles, that causes it deterioration. It causes it to break down. So you don't want to
yeah.
do that.
Yeah.
There's a safer way to do that. You can actually take just like peat moss or soil or something, mm-hmm. just something very loose and fluffy,
mm-hmm.
and you can actually kind of pat it into the etchings,
the grooves, mm-hmm.
and read it that way. And then you can take a very, very soft brush and you can brush it back out and clean it back out or rinse it off. You know, if it'll rinse off with water, you can rinse it off that way.
Well, because even theoretically, something like a plaster of Paris would not go.
Oh, no, it'll adhere to it because that marble is porous.
Yeah.
So anything wet, it's going to absorb, and it sugars.
Yeah.
So rubbing it with a crayon or something like that, even, you know, just putting paper over it and trying to etch it like you do. You know, we've all done it as kids, but that's abrasive, and it actually causes it to sugar even more.
Yeah. Do you need me to improvise for a hot minute while
you've got that. You've got
see, nobody can see me
you've
rolling my eyes on Hoosierland right now because Hoosierland's not up.
You can. You got some other stuff you want to talk about, and I'm going to check on Dr. Rhoda.
Yeah. Or I can just sit here and riff on Rolling on the River for the next 5 minutes. I'll tell you what, these kids today, by gummy liberty blation. Something like that. You know, I love, you know, I'm sure this is intentional, but I love that National Hamburger Day is this weekend. It's actually on Sunday. I would actually put it on Monday myself, but, you know, here you go. Sunday is National Hamburger Day. There's always been kind of a bit of a push-pull as to who actually invented the hamburger. But a lot of people are kind of lining up with the idea that it was done in New Haven, Connecticut in 1900. That far back, 123 years ago, 24 years ago. A guy named Louis Lassen, who had a lunch wagon, he came up with it for a customer who was in a rush, wanted something to go. He threw some ground steak between two pieces of bread and the rest is history. And I can't recall, but I want to say that the Louis Lassen, the Louis Lunch, I think is what the place is called. I believe that they actually unusually steam their burgers. And it's not like a White Castle steam. It's like these things where they had custom made metal appliances that they would put the burgers into and smash them. And they cooked vertically to kind of make them a little less greasy. I've always loved that idea that maybe three or four different people came up with variations of the idea within a certain proximity without knowing, you know, because we didn't have the internet or phones or anything. So it's a little tricky. You see the same thing in British cultural history or British Isles cultural history. You've got people in various jurisdictions all saying, oh, no, this was the first person to pair fish and chips or the first person to fry fish in this style or whatever. But I love that idea that sometimes we just don't know and it remains a mystery. I've heard similar things with ice cream cones. Okay, was it really the guy at the 1903 World's Fair or was it some other person excuse me, coming up with that idea? Also want to mention that Sunday is World Hunger Day, so something to bear in mind, maybe considering Memorial Day. Make a nice donation. Get some canned goods to a food bank, something like that, or cash, something that's going to make people's lives just a little bit easier. Also, Sunday being the Indy 500, I did not realize this. It's the 107th running of the Indy 500, but it is also the Monaco Grand Prix the same day. It's the Formula One race. I didn't realize this.
I didn't realize that either.
So if you have a massive interest of racing of all kinds, you're going to be dealing with covering.
Yeah, if you got the split screen or anything else, or you can listen to the race right here on YLO. We're
going
to cover it right here, the 500, and then you can put the, you know, mute it, but you can put the Grand Prix up on the TV.
Because if you were coming to listen to the Grand Prix here on us, all I can say to you is Sacre Bleu. That's French. See, because French, because they're in Monaco. That's kind of like the great catch 22 with the graduations with Frankfurt and Clinton Prairie.
Yeah.
HoosierlandTV.com will unlock that problem for you because you can watch either of them in perpetuity. So that's handy.
Exactly. Now, I remember back in the day when all four schools were on the same day.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, it's this is just nice. I mean, family that can't get there, you know, can watch it later. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you have grandkids in different districts, for that matter, you can. You know, it's tricky because you only have so many grandparents, depending, or so many parents, and so it gets rough. Do I need to go for this child, or do I need to go for this child in our family? And it gets
tricky.
And
when you got family out of state, they can't, you know, necessarily get here for graduation. Mm-hmm. So it makes it nice that they can get on and they can still watch it and celebrate it.
Mm-hmm. So we got that. We got the Memorial Day thing coming up. We have the grand opening of the Sapphire Bay on June 2nd coming up, and there's something on...
Yeah, I believe it's like a soft opening this weekend.
Correct.
They're going to be open this weekend, so you can go out to the TPA Park and visit the animals and also visit Sapphire Bay, but the actual grand opening, big celebration and everything
day.
Is going to be on the 2nd.
Yeah, I think it's like they're going to have the open house on Tuesday, but it's not jump into the pool day. That's going to be a few days later.
Right.
And there's June 1st, there's a road closure issue.
Ooh, I don't have that one in front of me.
I need to go get mine. Can you improvise for a hot second?
Oh, that's on 38.
Yes.
It's going to be one lane.
Right.
Restrictions on 38 on both sides of 421 in Kirkland.
Mm-hmm.
That's going in and out of Kirkland, either east or west, going out of Kirkland. There's going to be lane restrictions, so you're going to want to be careful when you're driving through there, which is a curvy road anyway.
Yeah.
In Kirkland, so
it's already fun.
It's already fun to drive. So just be careful with the lane restriction that's going on there.
And if you're listening to this out in that area, and you have property that you need to mow, for the love of God, get the grass off the road.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Rich Kelly about that when we talk to Sheriff.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm hoping that Rich is available.
That wasn't sarcasm, by the way. I want some closure on this because we've talked about how angry we are about the grass on the road and how it's really dangerous for motorcycles.
Ken is trying to reach out to Dr. Rota. Evidently, Dr. Rota may have gotten busy in his office with other things with school ending and getting ready for graduation and stuff. So if we can get him, we will. But otherwise, we are supposed to have somebody from the Sheriff's Department. It's usually Rich Kelly that calls in, Sheriff Kelly. So, that's on my list. See, you know, my list of cheat sheet stuff to talk to him about. But I have that on there because I want to know, too. Huh.
So I'm going to take a real quick breather here.
Yep,
and,
let's take our halftime break here. And
see if we can get... Someone from the Sheriff's Department on. It's here on WILO, The Party Line with Todd Berryman and Melissa Miller. Good morning.
The Party Line team.
When the big hand points straight up, the little hand tells the time.
Giving you the time on the studio clock.
It's 9 o'clock now.
1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM.
W-I-L-O.